HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey reports 4 more newly confirmed COVID deaths and another 803 newly confirmed cases. The number of patients hospitalized with COVID statewide has topped 400 for the first time in more than a month. State officials continue to blame the rise in daily caseloads and hospitalizations on the more contagious Delta variant and say unvaccinated people are fueling the spread. After being shut down and then deserted for much of the pandemic, hotels in Jersey are open once again, but Dana Lancelotti of the State Restaurant and Hospitality Association says they need financial assistance in order to survive.
There's also need for an incentive for more corporate travel, for conferences to come back, incentive to get that part of our economic engine moving again.
She adds hotels play a vital role in supporting tourism in Jersey, and lawmakers and the governor must help them. This portion of the news made possible by Walgreens. Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly with delivery in as little as 1 hour, so you can keep your summer going. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details. A New Jersey man is dead after a fight about the Eagles and Giants led to a shooting outside a popular Philadelphia cheesesteak stand. According to the Philadelphia Inquirer and reported by NJ.com, the shooting in front of Pat's King of Steaks stemmed in part from an argument about the Eagles and Giants. Pat's GM, Tom Francano, says one guy stabbed the other and got him in a grip. The other guy pulled out a gun and shot him in the torso. And 6ABC reports the victim as David Padro of Camden. The suspect who fled was arrested. To address a shortage of psychologists, social workers, and counselors working in schools in New Jersey and elsewhere, new federal legislation would cover up to 50% of the cost of a graduate student enrolled in a psychology degree program.
The idea here is to really help get more people trained in this area, more investment to become mental health service providers, whether that's in school or in other settings.
Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer says 1 in 5 children in New Jersey is diagnosed with a mental health disorder, but these kids often weren't able to get the help they really need while learning at home during the pandemic, and still may not be able to once they return to class full time. Two New Jersey towns say that by the hour, residential pool rentals advertised in an app are in violation of their municipal ordinances, and police are now asking residents to rat out their neighbors. Jackson and Tom's River are the two most represented New Jersey municipalities on Swimply.com. Jackson Police posted a gallery of pools being offered on Swimply, saying pool rentals are prohibited. Same applies for Tom's River. It's also illegal to advertise the illegal pool rentals. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Delightful today, steamy for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win a free sizzling summer getaway to the Hard Rock in Atlantic City from New Jersey 101.5.
This hour's code word is guitar. G-U-I-T-A-R. Guitar.
Enter this code word right now on NJ1015.com or our app for your chance to win a free Hard Rock Hotel and Casino getaway. There's 3 chances to win every weekday. Your next chance is this afternoon at 5 p.m. This summer, make it sizzle with a free Hard Rock getaway from New Jersey 101.5.
1.5 New Jersey fast traffic.
Getting a lot busier on the New Jersey Turnpike. Both spurs very crowded from 16 down to the car in the truck lanes, and then stays pretty rough down to south of exit 13 with a truck accident blocking the right lane of the truck lanes. If you're north downside, very slow out of Newark up to 15E on the western spur. Another truck accident, that one off on the side. Parkway's gotten very busy with shorebound traffic going south. Cheesequake down to 109, 98 to 91, and then 89 to 82. 24 getting slow into 287. Lots of traffic on 36 and Seabright, 35 Point Pleasant down to Manaloking and Route 70 and Brick. Plenty of slowdowns, 295 south into 42, and 42 south of the Walt Whitman Bridge right down to Creek Road. Commodore Barry Bridge, slow traffic leaving New Jersey, and across the Hudson River, it's 10 minutes of the Holland Tunnel, about 5 of the Lincoln. Traffic every 15 minutes, next report at 218. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven on beautiful Long Beach Island. Every Friday, enjoy unlimited rides from 3 to 7 p.m. for just $30 per rider. Come see their newly renovated arcade, outdoor rides, and boardwalk games open daily now through Labor Day. For more info, visit FantasyIslandLBI.com.
Well, just in time for summer, a British company has announced that they're coming out with an ice cream for adults that's made with Viagra. The only place that you won't be able to get Viagra ice cream, Mr. Softy.
Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
Weekdays we talk, weekends we rock.
At NJ1015.com.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The weekend approaches and we have a slow warming trend ahead. Plenty of gorgeous weather still to come, but heat, humidity, and thunderstorms will return to the forecast soon enough. It'll stay nice and comfortable tonight, clear skies, calm winds, and dry weather. Lows fall into the lower 60s by tomorrow morning. Now, tomorrow, humidity ramps up just a little bit. You'll feel the stickiness in the afternoon. Lower to mid 80s, lots of sun, clouds build late day. There will be a chance of showers tomorrow, but not until the evening hours. Sunday is going to turn unsettled and more summerish. We will see scattered showers and thunderstorms around early and late on Sunday. It'll be cloudier and more humid, highs in the mid to upper 80s, near 90 degrees on Monday with a continuing chance of a thunderstorm. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Harvey Cedars, it's 80, Hope 78, Hamilton 82. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.